The voice of Branch County for high school sports. AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
That being spread out to the left, and the Meester in the backfield. There's a give. Help, and a reverse.
They're running the reverse, by Stampion, and a catch at the 41.
Coldwater Cardinal football is on the air.
Making the handoff, and got hit as he got the ball off. The ball is pulled down at the 40-yard line. An interception by Coldwater's Logan Taggart.
Logan Taggart with a big interception there.
Brought to you by these members of the WTVB Sports Boosters Club, Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, Mobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Branch County Abstract and Title, Culey's Jewelry, Drew's Place of Coldwater, Hale at Auto and RV, McDonald's of Branch County, Meyer, Nottawa Gas Company of Nottawa and Tekonsha, OmniSource, Pines Behavioral Health, Rainbow Motor Sales, Short's Rip Beer Stand, Union Pallet and Container, Warner Oil Company, and Willow's Bar and Grill.
And it goes to Cooper Murphy up the middle. He is in the end zone. Touchdown, Coldwater!
And warm greetings from Harper Creek Stadium. We're on the Harper Creek Middle School and High School campus as Coldwater Cardinal football gets ready to hit the air. The Cardinals visiting the Harper Creek Beavers. I'm Sean Watson. To my left is Al Rackesy. Nice view tonight.
Very nice view here from the Harper Creek Stadium. They have the turf field, and it's all painted and decked out in royal blue and white around the outside. So very good vantage point to take in this game tonight.
It is Hall of Fame night here at Harper Creek High School. They'll have their ceremony at halftime, so we'll have an extended Branch County Abstract and Title halftime show coming up, which will include for us the naming, the announcement of the Coldwater High School homecoming court, because it will be homecoming next week.
Absolutely. A very big week on the CHS campus, and lots of activities planned throughout the week that I know you're up to date on. I'm not so much, but it's always a fun week for the kids and the staff and the community for that matter. And it all culminates with the big homecoming football game next week against Sturgis.
For the last time, maybe.
Well, at least for a while anyway, the way it looks. But the Cardinals looking forward to that one. But they got some business to take care of here tonight against what is usually a very sound and tough Harper Creek football team.
Well, let's talk about the Cardinals first. They got their first win of the season last week. The 20-13 triumph over Battle Creek Central to improve to 1-2 overall, 1-0 in the SMAC. Our co-players of the game, Cooper Murphy and Brian Garrett, each ran for a touchdown and ran for over 100 yards. Brian Garrett had 21 carries for 106 yards and a score averaging 5 yards a carry. Cooper Murphy with 17 carries, 107 yards, a touchdown. He averaged 6.3 every time he touched the ball.
Yeah, both of those gentlemen had a very good night running the ball. And it was kind of funny because Garrett was the factor in the first half and Murphy was the factor in the second half for the Cardinals. So, you know, the Battle Creek Central Bearcats were not able to key in on one or the other. So anyway, but good effort by the Cardinals last week. They spotted Battle Creek Central 2 touchdowns in the first quarter on 2 long runs, and then pretty much just shut down the Bearcat offense. So very good job by the defense, allowing only 1 yard of total offense in the whole second half.
Luke Stempion had 3 carries for 27 yards in Coldwater's other touchdown. Chris Vandenhout and Zach DeMeester defensively 6 tackles apiece. If you heard Jeff Scorfar in the coach's corner today, and also when you hear the pregame interview coming up in a little bit, he'll talk about the need to have a more balanced offensive attack. In fact, Luke Beckhues and the quarterback, 0-4 passing, no yards, no touchdowns. He did have 5 carries for 5 yards. For the season, the sophomore quarterback, Luke Beckhues, 7 of 22 passing, 166 yards, a touchdown, 3 interceptions. On the ground, he has 28 carries for 134 yards, no touchdowns. Brian Garrett, 53 carries, 226 yards, 2 touchdowns. Cooper Murphy, 53 carries for 237 yards, 3 touchdowns, averaging 3.8 yards a carry. He's also the leading receiver, 3 catches, 108 yards, and a touchdown. Of course, if I remember correctly, all that came in the game up at St. Joseph.
It did, and it would be, you know, I'm glad to hear Coach Scorfar say he needs a little more balance in his offense tonight because, obviously, as a fan of the game and the spectator, you know, you want to see him mix it up a little bit. We've done a very good job of running the football, but it'll be nice to see the passing game hopefully get on track a little bit. They do have a weapon in Luke Stempy, and he proved it last year at the beginning of the year before he got hurt, and the times that he's touched the ball this year, he's been very exciting.
On the defense, this is the part where the Cardinals have really dominated in the first three games of the season. Zach Meester leading the way with 19 tackles. Chris Vandenhout and Luke Stempien, 16 tackles apiece. Meester doing it from his linebacker spot, and Chris Vandenhout and Luke Stempien in the secondary.
Absolutely. The defense has done a yeoman's job this year. To start the season with a tough St. Joe team that's ranked, a Portage Northern team that's honorable mention in their division, and then Battle Creek Central again spotting them the two touchdowns. But, in the St. Joe game, it's 14-14 with five to go, and then the Cardinals kind of imploded at the end there. St. Joe able to score 19 points in the last 5 minutes. Portage Central, we spotted them 22 in the first half, shut them out in the second half. And they did not substitute a whole bunch there in the second half, Sean, so it wasn't like they had thought that they were up far enough, but the Cardinals closed that to 22-13. And then last week, again, Battle Creek Central, we spotted them the two long scores, and then were able to shut them down totally for the most part on offense the second through the fourth quarter. So very good job by the Cardinal defense thus far this year.
Now on to tonight's opponent, the Harper Creek Beavers. 2-1 overall, 1-0 in Smack East play. They open up in the division with a tough 14-6 win out at Marshall. In cross-divisional action, they beat Mandawan 28-7, lost to St. Joe on this turf by a 14-9 tally.
Yeah, again, the St. Joe, a tough team. Mandawan, a good team. So they beat Mandawan. They lost to St. Joe. And, we had the same result against St. Joe. We lost two, and we were in that game. So, last week, Harper had the big game with Marshall. That's one of their big rivals and everything. And they were able to sneak out a win there. Marshall played them awfully tough. So, Ed Greenman's a very good coach. He's had a good program here for a lot of years. And, year in, year out, they're at the top of the Smack East or very close to it. And always a contender in the playoffs as well.
In last week's game against Marshall, Trevor Johnson, the returning Harper Creek quarterback, 7 of 17 passing for 114 yards, one touchdown but two interceptions. On the ground, Anthony McNichols, 16 carries, 59 yards, no touchdowns. Brandon Hudson, 3 carries, 17 yards, but he did have a rushing touchdown. Mickey Berea receiving, 3 catches, 49 yards. Trenton Pruitt, 122-yard catch for a touchdown. So definitely the defense was the story of that game for both the Beavers and the Redhawks.
No question about that. Harper Creek was just 150 yards rushing, and I say just 150. They're used to putting up bigger numbers than that. Johnson with 114 yards passing. I think that's kind of about been his average and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But Harper puts the ball up about 18 times a game, if I'm not mistaken. They've averaged that in their first three games. So you're going to see a blend of pass and run tonight from the Beavers.
For the season, Trevor Johnson, 26 of 56 passing, 380 yards. First passing touchdown came in the game last week. He's also thrown 5 interceptions on the ground, 32 carries, 99 yards, 2 touchdowns. Anthony McNichols, the leading rusher for the Beavers, returning. He was basically understudying for the big guy, Casey Carson, last year, coming into his own, 55 carries so far this season, 337 yards and 3 touchdowns. Leading receiver, Mickey Berea, 9 catches, 113 yards, no touchdowns. On the defensive side of the ball, in last week's game, Chuck Monowek, 10 tackles. Brandon Hudson, 7 tackles, plus a 24-yard interception. And those are your two leading go-to guys on the Beaver defense. Brandon Hudson so far in the season with 28 tackles. Chet Monowek with 17 tackles.
Well, I'm sure we're going to be calling their names a lot, Sean. And they're pretty well helped out there, too. You've got Jake Bishop averaging, or has a total of 12 tackles on the season. Trenton Pruitt has 10 tackles, and Joe Stasa has 12 tackles for them. So kind of a swarming defense. I miss Caleb Maston. He's got 13 out there. So, Harper Creek, just a good team all the way around, and defense is going to be a factor for them tonight, too.
The Beavers are on a 20-game winning streak in the series. The last time the Cardinals beat the Beavers came on October 16th, 1992. The final score there was 13-8. I think maybe the closest the Cardinals may have come to beating the Beavers in the ensuing 20 years was a game that Quinn Berry and I saw back in 2008 in the old Harper Creek Stadium, the last year of the grass field that they had here. Harper won in overtime 27-24. After that year, Harper's really had their way with the Cardinals. 42-14 in 2009, 55-7 in 2010, 41-22 in 2011, and last year's game at Cardinal Field, 38-3, the final score.
Well, averaging over 40 points a game over the last 4 years is something that Harper's been very good at, and they've been able to take it to Coldwater. I really don't expect them to score 40-some points in this game here tonight. It's not the way the Cardinal defense has played this year, but that remains to be seen yet, and hopefully the Cardinal defense will be up to the task tonight.
Coming up over the next few minutes, pregame interviews that I conducted with Harper Creek head coach and athletic director Ed Greenman, and also with Coldwater head coach Jeff Scorfar. From Harper Creek Stadium in Battle Creek, you are listening to Coldwater Cardinal Football on WTVB.
Changes in the air. Glenn here from Warner Oil Company. While we're not sure what the weather has in store, one thing is for sure. The calendar says fall is coming, and I'm here to remind you that Warner Oil is stocked and ready with antifreeze, washer fluid, engine oil, and quality Chevron lubricants to get your fall engine service completed. Don't wait. Now is the best time to purchase these supplies. Over the past 80 years, Warner Oil Company has been supplying your fuel and lubricant needs. Whether to take the chill out of your home or filling your fuel tanks with farm gas and diesel fuel, Warner Oil has been there to meet your needs. Our fuel drivers have years and years of experience. They understand that you are busy and you need them to keep your tanks full. Ask them about our premium grade diesel fuel or 20% renewable. You can call Warner Oil Company today at 517-278-5844. Or stop by to see us Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 400 Ray Street here in Coldwater.
Everyone is experiencing hard times in one way or another. For some, it has been the loss of a job or their home. For others, it has been worrying about money and struggling to make ends meet. For some, it has led to issues with the children or in their marriage. It affects everyone differently. Some people become depressed. Some people have increased anxiety. Some turn to alcohol or drugs, while others may even have thoughts of suicide. In these hard times, it is important to remember that you are not alone, that your feelings are nothing to be ashamed of, and help is there 24 hours a day, just a phone call away at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Just pick up the phone and call 279-8404. When you need help dealing with the hard times that are impacting your life, turn to Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. We are always there when you need help. At Pines Behavioral Health, we believe that life should be enjoyed, not endured.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
It's the Harper Creek Beavers taking on the Coldwater Cardinals. It also happens to be Harper Creek's Hall of Fame night as we check in with Beaver head coach and athletic director Ed Greenman. Hall of Fame night on the middle of the football season always brings a huge crowd, doesn't it?
Well, it's a special night where we honor, this will be our sixth class that we're introducing into our Hall of Fame. We've got eight individuals. Two of them are former coaches, had longtime golf coaches, and John Peruzzi with our girls, Mike Ott with our boys. I know guys that you're familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
John was actually the voice of Beaver football for 43 years, so two very special people, along with the other six inductees, great athletes that we've had here at Harper Creek. So, yeah, it's a good night for us.
2-1 record following last week's win against the Marshall Redhawks, 14-6. The previous week, the loss to St. Joe by 14-9. Kind of a young team this year?
Well, we've got a combination of juniors and seniors. I've only got one sophomore up, so it hasn't been the greatest season for us so far, especially offensively. We're still trying to find ourselves on the offensive side of the ball. But, you know, defensively, I think we've done a pretty good job in all of our games. So hopefully we'll be able to do that again tonight against the Cardinals.
Yeah, I seem to remember that a lot of the offense generated last year came from a very good senior group, probably one of the best groups of seniors that the school has ever had.
Yeah, we lost an awful lot, but we've got a sign in our locker room that says tradition never graduates. And what we mean by that is just because we've got seniors that move on and, or they go on to play or they just go to college or get in the workforce right away, we like to think that our tradition is going to carry us a little bit. So again, I'm not disappointed in the fact that, we're 2-1. I thought the St. Joe game was a game that we could have won, but you know how that is. Every coach in America will do the shoulda, coulda, woulda. So, you know, we come into this one 2-1, and I'll be honest with you, I've been very impressed with what I've seen out of Coldwater. They're always a hard-nosed team, always hit you. But I think a much improved team from years past, and we're going to have our hands full tonight.
Now, the biggest source of improvement that you've seen with tonight's opposition probably has to be with the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, they're very sound in everything they do. And like I said, Coldwater's always hit you. I mean, whether you're 1-8 or 8-1, Coldwater always comes to play football. But they just seem to have it together a little bit more this year, and I think their kids up front are very, very good. And like I said, we're going to have our hands full.
Now, a little bit more about your team, some of the key players whose names that I'll probably wind up calling an awful lot tonight.
Well, I'd like to think, I hope that you'll be calling Anthony McNichols our tailback's name. Yeah, he was a wide receiver for us last year, but he's playing running back for us this year. And then we do return Trevor Johnson at the quarterback position. We've got Brody Taylor and Mickey Brea is our wide receiver. So, you know, hopefully those are the names you're going to be saying tonight, and hopefully they'll be able to put a good game together for us.
Ed Greenman, head coach of the Harper Creek Beavers, thank you so much for your time tonight, and good luck.
Good. Thank you, Sean.
After the break, we check in with Coldwater head coach Jeff Scorfar. You're listening to Coldwater Cardinal Football on WTVB.
Turn your old vehicle into cold, hard cash. OmniSource in Coldwater will pay you cash for your scrap vehicle, whether it's running or not, no matter what condition it's in, foreign or domestic, it doesn't matter. Bring it in yourself or OmniSource will come pick it up and pay you on the spot. OmniSource will pay you cash for your old sheet metal, appliances, cast iron, heavy melt, aluminum, and even your old automotive battery. Clean out the shed, the garage, or the basement. OmniSource will pay you on the spot for all your ferrous and non-ferrous metal. And now OmniSource will pay you top dollar in cash for your old car, truck, or SUV, no matter what condition it's in.
This is Renee. We pay cash for your old vehicle or scrap metal at OmniSource in Coldwater. Some restrictions apply. See us for details at 375 South Michigan Avenue by the I-69 overpass, weekdays from 8 to 4, Saturdays from 8 to noon, or visit us anytime online at omnisource.com. Omnisource, the best in metals recycling.
Can we get something straight?
If it's about camping or RVing, livestock or utility trailers,
I tail it to Haylett.
Haylett Auto and RV, the place to I try and buy.
Start online at HaylettAutoAndRV.com.
Shop and compare over 300 units in Haylett's giant, new, and pampered pre-owned inventory.
If it's worth seeing, it's there.
Locate it online, then hightail it to Haylett and see it, try it, and buy it. Haylett has it all. Tent campers to travel trailers, fifth wheels to motorhomes, hoy box carriers to two-horse bumper pulls, LQ horse stock and utility trailers. Haylett has wheels for whatever you're hauling. Hitches? Haylett has parts and accessories. Haylett has a warehouse full. Buy from folks who use what they sell so they know what works. Need service? If Haylett's can't fix it, it ain't fixable. Rentals? You bet. A great way to get your feet wet and see if the camping life's for you. Online and on the ground. Hightail it to Haylett Auto and RV's 11-acre super lot just east of I-69, exit 13 on US 12, Coldwater, Michigan. Haylett Auto and RV clobbers big city prices.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Back here with Coldwater head football coach Jeff Scorfar as the pregame show rolls on from here at Harper Creek. This coach's interview brought to you by Union Pallet and Container Company in Coldwater. At Union Pallet, they offer a full range of services, including used pallet pickup, pallet recycling, and pallet sales. To learn how you can help save the environment by recycling your company's pallets, call Union Pallet and Container in Coldwater at 278-4888. Last week, of course, the 20-13 win against Battle Creek Central to improve to 1-2 overall and 1-0 in the SMAC East. Some of the best things that came out of last week's game.
I think some of the best things that came out of last week's game was that the team never quits. We gave up a couple big plays. The kids rallied. We made some adjustments at halftime, and the kids never quit. And that's been for three straight games now. We've come out and we've been either tied or down a little bit, and the kids just, they keep on fighting. And that's been awesome. I mean, that's been, a complete turnaround from the years past, and they don't want to lose. And they're paying attention to what we're saying and what we want them to do. You know, that we still make some mistakes, but that's pretty normal. But they, you know, they've got this burning desire to try to get W's. And, you know, that came through on Friday night, and it's a good thing it did because, you know, if it wouldn't have come through, we would have been in a little bit more of a battle there, and, you know, who knows how it would have ended up.
And you said last week that Battle Creek Central came in much improved over previous seasons despite their 1-2 record.
Yes, they're much improved. They are much better. They're in a similar situation as we were. They returned almost all their players from last year. You know, and they had a couple kids up front that, quite frankly, we couldn't block. I mean, and that's something that kind of threw us for a little bit of a surprise. We just had a tough time blocking those two kids, and they, you know, they shut us down basically in the first half. But then once we made some adjustments, we got some things rolling in the second half when we were able to take advantage of it. And so, you know, I was a little surprised with that, but not, you know, overly surprised. And I think some of it too, you know, was my fault because I guess I didn't prepare the team well enough at the beginning for what potentially could have happened. I knew that it could have happened, but you know, I needed to do a better job of getting them prepared to play from the start. You know, and getting them to realize that, you know, everybody is going to be on their A game against us, and we've got to be ready for that.
Certainly, through the first third of the season, probably the biggest point of pride would have to be the defense.
Oh yes, by far. This is, you know, I've been really extremely happy with our defense so far. You know, we're actually, you know, holding teams and doing some things that we haven't done in a long time. You know, well, it's only been three games, so we've been tested pretty well. You know, with our first two opponents. I drew a blank there for a second because I'm just thinking about Harper Creek. That's all I'm thinking about right now. But they're, you know, two ranked teams, and they're very, very good teams, and we actually played outstanding defense against them. And so that's probably the biggest turnaround. And, you know, as any coach will tell you, if your team can play defense, you're going to be in the majority of your games. And, you know, that's a decision that the coaching staff made, that we made, that we said, hey, you know, we need to play defense. And, you know, the kids have responded to it extremely well. I just hope that we can keep it up throughout the whole year.
We talked about during the Coach's Corner how the offense continues to be a work in progress. How do you see it developing over the course of the remainder of the season?
Well, I think, you know, we need to become a little bit more balanced than what we have been so far. You know, we have a very young quarterback in Luke Beckhusen, and, you know, we've been an experienced offensive line, actually. And so we've been running the ball a little bit more. And, you know, we've been doing pretty well at it. Not awesome, but we've been doing pretty well. So, you know, as we progress through the season and Luke gets a little bit more comfortable and I get a little bit more comfortable with him playing that position, I think you're going to see us throwing the ball a little bit more, you know, trying to get things up to the perimeter and stuff like that. And when he gets more comfortable and I get more comfortable with him, I think you'll see that. You know, we've got some threats on the outside. We got some receivers that we really haven't used a lot yet. You know, but hopefully, you know, in the next couple weeks, you're gonna see some more of that.
Anything new on the injury front?
No, knock on wood. Nothing new. You know, we lost Spencer Burns, you know, the second week of the season to a knee injury, and that, you know, it's really unfortunate. He was playing really well for us. The only, you know, positive thing out of that is he's only a sophomore. So, you know, he's had some surgery done, and he'll be back for us for the next 2 years. You know, looking forward to that, but that's just a bummer that had to happen.
Tonight's opponent, the Harper Creek Beavers, your thoughts based on the scouting footage that you were able to get from Coach Greenman?
Well, they're down a little bit compared to Harper standards. You know, and I say that with, you know, kind of like a tongue-in-cheek type of thing because, you know, they've been in the semifinals the last 2 years. They've been huge up front. You know, he's changed his offense a little bit to suit his personnel. They're much more skilled than what they've been, you know, more of an eye and a speed type of team. You know, they still do have some big kids, but just not the typical Harper team of the last 2 years. And they're still very good. Oh, I mean, they're one of the better teams that we're going to face this year. And, you know, and they're extremely well coached. I mean, Ed Greenman's one of the best coaches in the state. They're very fundamentally sound. And, you know, you don't find a lot of places that they're not going to be good. And, you know, hey, I think we can attack here. I think we can attack there. you know, they're just sound. You know, we're going to have to play one of our best games this year if we want to win.
Jeff Scorefire, head coach of the Coldwater Cardinals, thank you for your time tonight and good luck.
Thanks, John.
We're back with more after this. You're listening to Coldwater Cardinal Football on WTVB.
Everyone knows that diamonds are forever, but did you know that the prongs on your ring aren't? At Culey's Jewelry in downtown Coldwater, they know your rings and other jewelry are just like a car. They need regular checkups and tune-ups. That's why they offer free ring inspection and cleaning. That way, they can catch any problem before they happen, like losing that diamond. Plus, at Culey's Jewelry, you have the peace of mind knowing your jewelry repairs are not sent away and are done quickly in the store and at a price you can afford. Before your rings or jewelry get to the point of no return, give them a checkup and tune-up at Culey's Jewelry. An ounce of prevention can keep you happy for years to come. Stop in with your jewelry to Culey's Jewelry, located downtown Coldwater for over 45 years. Culey's, Culey's,
fine jewelry says it best. The voice of Branch County for high school sports, AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
We're back here at Harper Creek Stadium in Battle Creek. Sean Watson, Al Rackesy, Mike's side. The Zen Master Mike Spencer back at the WTVB studios. Time now for the starting lineups brought to you by Union Pallet and Container in Coldwater. Actually, they're also brought to you by Schertz Root Beer Stand. Tomorrow, Schertz Root Beer Stand, enjoy their chili cheese tater tots and join Schertz Monday for their delicious bratwurst basket. Stop by Schertz today and enjoy their new root beer slush and enjoy music on the drive. Schertz Root Beer Stand, open at 11 a.m. Monday through Saturday at the corner of Munson and West Chicago Street, Coldwater. Open this fall through Halloween, accepting debit and credit cards. Harper Creek won the toss and will receive the ball to start the game, so we will see. Quarterback Trevor Johnson lead the team out onto the field. He is a 6-foot, 165-pound senior. Running backs Brandon Hudson and Anthony McNichols. The wide receivers Nicky Berea and Brody Taylor. Tight end Noah Hayes. And the offensive line of Zach Castolan, Turner Shaw, Brandon Lesson, Jesse Beaver, and Jack Thompson going 240, 170, 205, 200, and 205. We will set the Coldwater defense after Blaze Watson's squib kick kickoff. It's going to roll out of bounds right at the 35-yard line. I know it rolls out of bounds. They say it rolled out of bounds at the 36, so do they get it there at the 36?
They hit the option, I believe. So they will get the ball. Harper's going to set up shop at the 36-yard line of their own.
On the defensive line for Coldwater, Sean Ranky, Levi Wilson, Mike Covey, and Joel Jepson going 212, 192, 175, and 207. Linebackers Austin Siegel, Zach Meester, and Tyler Rankin. In the secondary, Ryan Hanley and Steven Seltzer, the cornerbacks, Chris Vandenhout, and Luke Stampion, the safeties.
Kickoff surprised me just a little bit with the strength that Watson has in his leg, but I don't know exactly what the Cardinals were attempting there.
Trevor Johnson under center I formation. The handoff running left side of the line and out of bounds at the 47.
Quick pass out on the flat to Nicky Berea. Berea's got enough for the first down, so Harper's in business right out of the gate.
Just underway, 6 seconds into the game. Harper Creek's first offensive series of the night. The Cardinals 1-2 coming in, 1-0 in the Smack East. The Beavers 2-1 overall, 1-0 in the East.
Gain of 11 on that first play for Harper Creek.
Two wide receivers to the right, one to the left. Just a lone running back behind Trevor Johnson, and it is that lone running back, Anthony McNichols. Several hard-earned yards right at midfield before he's spilled by the Cardinal D.
Now McNichols slithered his way to about a 3-yard gain there for the Beavers.
There is an official timeout.
I don't see any flags down or anything.
I don't either. Either it's an equipment thing that was fixed or a bit of a warning to the players to avoid any chippiness.
So Harper Creek now has its 2nd and 7. The ball is on their 50-yard line, on their side of the 50, just barely.
Great crowd underneath us supporting the Beavers on their Hall of Fame night. Next week they're having their homecoming hosting Battle Creek Central. The Beavers return to the I formation. Deep man in the I, that's McNichols. Trying to hurdle a Cardinal player on the field, and he gets up to the 46 of the Cardinals, third and short coming up.
It's going to be about third and three for Harper Creek.
Logan Taggart in on the tackle.
See if the Cardinal defense can dig in here and stop the Beavers. As we mentioned earlier in the pregame, Sean, the Cardinal defense has played very well this year thus far. Hopefully they can keep that up tonight.
I formation with Hudson and McNichols in the eye. Handoff goes right up the middle. It should be enough for the first down as Brandon Hudson receives the ball.
Hudson does get enough for the first down, so Harper Creek continues to move the ball in this first series.
Ball's on Coldwater's 42-yard line, first and 10. The drive continues, 10-15 left in the first quarter.
Trevor Johnson getting the play from Coach Ed Greenman. And not only the head football coach here, but also the athletic director at Harper Creek.
Single wide receivers on either side, Berea to the left and Brody Taylor to the right. It is going to be a handoff to the deep guy, Anthony McNichols. He may have lost a couple yards.
They sure did. Great job by the Cardinal defense of snuffing that play out.
See, coming out underneath Logan Taggart. You've been calling his name an awful lot. Also, can give Mike Covey credit as well. Second and 12 coming up for the Beavers. Slot back to the right, along with two other wide receivers, just a lone running back. And that is Anthony McNichols. Sweep right side, spin move. I don't think he gained anything.
We do have a penalty flag down, though, too, Sean.
A late arriving penalty flag on the Cardinal side of the field. That stops the clock for now with 9:14 left in the first quarter. They say it's a hold against Harper Creek.
Official seems to be a little bit confused.
Well, it could be a possibility where the Cardinals decide to decline and force third down.
That's exactly what happened here.
There was no gain on the play, so that brings up third and down after the Cardinals declined the holding call against Harper Creek.
Third and 12 now for Harper Creek. Obviously a passing situation for the Beavers.
Brody Taylor sent out to the left side and Mickey Berea to the right. Back to the I formation. Hudson and McNichols behind Trevor Johnson. Johnson under center. Taking the handoff, going deep right side. And it just past the hands of Mickey Berea, overthrew him by only a couple yards.
Yeah, he kind of hit him on the wrong side, too. Berea was cutting in toward the inside of the field, and that pass went over his right shoulder, so he had to do a 180 to try to turn around and catch that.
And you know what? There's some more yellow laundry this time, defensive holding against Coldwater.
No, that's not good. Had a chance to get the ball back with a punt.
A 10-yard spot penalty, it might not automatically become a first down, depending on where they mark off the 10 yards.
No, it's going to be...
They put the ball down at the 34-yard line. The first down marker is at the 32. That's going to...
Fourth and two now.
Actually, you repeat third down now.
No, that's right. Fourth up on the board. So not a good situation for the Cardinals, unfortunately.
It becomes a much more manageable third and short for the Beavers. Yep. For them to stick to the ground here.
Absolutely.
And it's going to go to the fullback, Trenton Pruitt.
Going to give him about a yard on that.
Tyler Rankin credited with the stop. Fourth and one. In Cardinal territory, what do you do if you're at Greenman?
Well, I believe they're going for it.
Trevor Johnson is coming back out onto the field. 8:19 and counting left to play in the first quarter. No score. The Beaver drive. continuing for the time being. Fourth and one, two receivers to the left side, I formation. Johnson gives it to the big guy, Trenton Pruitt. Does he have enough for the first down? It looks like he does.
I believe he does.
Zach DeMeester in on the stop.
We have to measure this. Yes, they are.
Very, very close.
It's going to be real close, Sean. I think they got it, though.
I'm guessing maybe the nose of the football one way or the other.
That's kind of looks to be about what it is.
You've got a better look at it. You're probably more overhead.
A little bit. Well, by the length of a football, they get the first down.
And the Beaver drive continues. 8:05 left to play in the first quarter.
Well, they had a little bit of help there on that holding call on the defense for the Cardinals. Allows Harper Creek to continue this drive.
High formation. Trevor Johnson under center. Trenton Pruitt directly behind him. Quick drop back to pass. It's to Berea. And he's brought down by the Cardinals at the 30-yard line.
Chris Vanden out in on the tackle. Berea able to pick up about 3 yards on the play.
Second and seven for the boys in royal blue and white. At least tonight they're not breaking out their solid black jerseys like when we came up here 2 years ago.
Right.
Trevor Johnson will take a snap out of the shotgun. He's running to the left. Is he looking to pitch, but nothing doing, and the Cardinals pursue him and drop him at the 31.
Good job of containment. The defensive line, the defensive backs came up and strung that play out. Johnson is thrown for a loss.
Joel Jepson credited with a tackle. That'll bring up third and nine with a loss on the play.
Again, Harper looks to be in a passing situation here. See what Coach Greenman has devised. Two wideouts to the right, single running back.
Johnson rolling to the pass. Here comes trouble from Andy Brown. Looks like Johnson's going to keep it in first out of bounds. He may be for the first down.
I think he is. Still going to have another crack at it, though. Coach Greenman is in a couple of huge linemen here for the short yardage situation.
Chet Montwell usually is on the defensive side of the ball, but yep, he is up there.
One of the leading tacklers on this team on the defensive side of the ball. Now to do his job on the offense for Ed Greenman.
5'10", 248.
About a yard and a half to go for the Beavers on fourth down.
High formation, Johnson on the center. It goes. Trenton Pruitt just for the first down.
Yeah, they just grunted it out right now.
Up to the 20-yard line. Tyler Ray credited tackle for the Cardinals. Their road white jerseys with the red pants, red commercials, metallic red helmets with the interlocking CW.
Tyler Ray could actually design that CW. Very talented young man.
I do not.
Yeah, he's very artistic.
Now, do they pay him a what?
I doubt it. Cardinal defense gets tough, and throws McNichol for a loss, I believe. Not too big of a loss, just maybe a foot or two, but it's going to be second and a little over 10 right now for the Beavers.
Ben, defense, but they haven't broken a really one yet.
No, they haven't. Last week with Battle Creek Central getting the two long runs in the first quarter.
Back to the formation for Johnson center, Trent Pruitt and McNichol, the running back, dropping back, look to the left, and finds Brody
close it up.
It's going to be an incomplete pass.
Great job by Steven Seltzer.
That'll bring up 10 clock stops. 5:16 left in the first quarter, no score.
So third and long, over 10 to go for Harper Creek now. Brody Taylor to the left, and Colton Swim split out to the right for Harper Creek.
Trevor Johnson going to the left of pass. He's got a man open. Answers the center line, drive to the fence. Touchdown.
Elder was able to contain him with the tackle, and Brody Taylor broke loose, and of course,
can we get something straight?
If it's about camping or RVing, livestock or utility trailers,
I tail it to Haylett.
Haylett Auto and RV, the place to I try and buy.
Start online at HaylettAutoAndRV.com.
Shop and compare over 300 units in Haylett's giant new and pampered pre-owned inventory.
If it's worth seeing, it's there.
Located online, then hightail it to Haylett and see it, try it, and buy it. Haylett has it all. Tent campers to travel trailers, fifth wheels to motorhomes, hoy box carriers to two-horse bumper pulls, LQ horse, stock and utility trailers. Haylett has wheels for whatever you're hauling. Hitches? Haylett has parts and accessories. Haylett has a warehouse full. Buy from folks who use what they sell so they know what works. Need service? If Haylett can't fix it, it ain't fixable. Rentals? You bet. A great way to get your feet wet and see if the camping life's for you. Online and on the ground. Hightail it to Haylett Auto and RV's 11-acre super lot just east of I-69, exit 13 on US 12, Coldwater, Michigan. Haylett Auto and RV clobbers big city prices.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Welcome back to Harper Creek Stadium on the Harper Creek Middle and High School campus. We just saw the Harper Creek Beavers complete a drive with a 20-yard pass from Trevor Johnson to Brody Taylor. The PAT kick was good. So with 5:09 left in the first quarter, 7-0, the Beavers out on top. Now it's the Cardinals' turn to try and equalize as we revisit the short three-year stand starting lineup. Luke Beckhusen, the starting quarterback for Coldwater. He is a 5'9", 153-pound sophomore. Halfbacks Luke Stempien and Cooper Murphy, Brian Garrett, the fullback. Split and Morgan Sims, tight end Zach Demeester. Offensive line of Darian Bradley, Joel Jepson, Cody Truex, Scott Sowers, and Logan Taggart. Going up against Harper Creek's defense on the D-line, Jack Thompson, Chet Monowick, Turner Shaw, and Zach Testolan going 205, 248, 170, and 240. The linebackers, Brandon Hudson, Joe Stisa, and Brennan Lesson. In the secondary, Anthony McNichols and Brody Taylor, the corners, Trenton Pruitt and Jake Bishop, the safeties. Low line drive kick, bobbled at the 31-yard line, and it has fallen upon.
Brian Garrett downs the ball for the Cardinals. Right the field that cleanly, and it bounced off his chest, and he very wisely covered it quickly.
Kind of hard getting used to how the field turf field bounces compared to what we got back at Coldwater.
Yeah, a little bit different when you're on field turf.
Well, especially now that the field at Coldwater hadn't gotten any substantial amount of watering for 3 weeks and is only now starting to get back into shape.
Yep, it's getting there.
Slowly but surely.
Cardinals have Stempien and split out to the left.
Luke Beckhusen is under center, and on the reverse, Luke Stempien, three on the sweep right side. Oh, they gave a call. Said Garrett was the ball carrier?
Yeah, that was Stempien. Actually, Stempien had lined up as a slot back there, and Ryan Hadley was the one who was split out wide. Hadley's going out wide again to the left.
It's the same formation. This time, it's a keeper by Luke Beckhusen, fake the counter. Now he's tossing to Cooper Murphy, and he runs out of bounds. That should see, might be. Have enough for the first down unless he ran out of bounds 2 yards before.
Looks like he might have stepped out just in front of that first down marker. Nice heads-up play, though, by the young quarterback, Luke Beckhusen. He kept the ball on the option. Murphy did his job, caught the pitch from Beckhusen as Beckhusen was about to be tackled and were able to pick up another yard or two.
And you know what? I think that's the first time that the pitch might have worked this season on the varsity anyway. Oh, very manageable third and one coming up for Coldwater. Direct stick. Oh, my gosh, did he get leveled.
Just got absolutely pancaked by Zach Testolan.
A wall of number 66.
Holy cow.
kind of hard to follow Zach Testolan because I was told that he wears a different number every week. This week he's wearing number 66. In previous weeks he wore number 70 and also number 81. Testolan is a 5'10", 221-pound senior. Fourth and one, the Cardinals look like they're going to go for it.
Yep, they actually picked up about a half a yard on that play, Sean.
Hard to believe.
Yeah.
7-0 Beavers, 4-12 left to play in the first quarter. Back to the Wildcat direction. That goes to Cooper Murphy. Yeah, he might have found a seam for the first down.
I'm on the spot here.
Exactly.
First down for the Cardinals.
First update from the WTVB scoreboard. It's a big game in the Smack West between Portage Central and Stevensville Lakeshore, and the Mustangs strike first blood. 7-0 with 3:04 left in the first quarter.
That's an awfully strong football team that Coach Mick Enders has there at Portage Central.
First and 10, Coldwater from their 42-yard line. Wildcat, and a flag is thrown just as the ball was snapped to Cooper Murphy. Procedure call against Coldwater. It'll be first and 15.
Well, the Cardinals had one penalty on the Harper Creek's first scoring drive that really hurt. Third and long, they picked up a 10-yard defensive holding penalty that allowed Harper to have a short yardage situation instead of a long yardage situation on third down or even be fourth down.
The Wildcat, the direct snap goes to Cooper Murphy. The sweep left side, he'll get back the penalty yardage and then some, forced out of bounds at the 45.
Pick up of about two or three for Cooper Murphy.
Ball's at the 45-yard line. That's second and 8 coming up for Coldwater with 3:30 left to play in the first quarter. Clock stopped as he was forced out of bounds. 7-0 Harper Creek. This is Coldwater's first offensive series.
Hadley split out to the left again. Garrett in the lone back.
Beck Hughes now under center. A handoff went to Garrett, and he went backwards.
Not sure if that was the hole that Garrett was designed to run to, but
it looked like there may have been some trouble in the exchange, too.
It could have been. Harper able to close him down, throws him for a loss of about two.
Brendan Lesson in on the tackle, and, of course, a very familiar name, that Lesson name, among fans of a certain school in the northwest corner of the county.
He's the grandson of my good friend, Mike Lesson, who was a longtime baseball and volleyball coach in the city.
On third and nine, Beck Hughes going back to pass, got Ryan Hadley deep, but throws it out of bounds. I think he might have caught it, but he was out of bounds.
Yeah, Harper had him well defended. There were two defenders on Hadley that time.
So that will bring out Coldwater's punter, and anytime Colin Wark gets the ball and punts it away, gets adventurous.
Has been thus far this year, but hopefully Colin can and the punt team can right the ship and get off a good boot here for the Cardinals.
Brody Taylor back deep for the Beavers, along with Anthony McNichols. Harper Creek currently with a 7-0 lead. Here comes the snap. Here comes a rush. That's a pretty good punt, all things considered.
I hope it takes a Harper bounce.
It takes a Cardinal bounce back to the 41 where it will be downed.
Work had a lot of pressure that time. Harper had three guys break through the line, and one of the Cardinal defenders that are right in front of the punter did not pick up the third guy, and he almost blocked that punt.
The Beavers will set up shop first and 10 from their 41. 2:36 left in the first quarter already with a 7-0 lead.
The Cardinals made him work for it, the first 7 points. There's no question about that.
Trips to the left side, and Trevor Johnson will take a shotgun snap with a lone running back behind him. Trevor Johnson's in trouble. He will roll to the right. He will tuck and run out of bounds at the 45.
And we got a flag down. Usually in that area, kind of you would think, or offensive holding.
That's exactly what the call is. So negate whatever type of lemonade that Trevor Johnson was able to make out of the pressure that the Cardinals were throwing at him.
Well, he only picked up a yard or two, but this penalty's going to take him back 10. The ball's going to be on the 29-yard line now of Harbor Creek.
Gary Baker from the Daily Reporter is actually here at Harbor Creek. His son was part of the Rocket football program recognition earlier tonight. He just sent me a text message that that errant pass, Gary almost had that ball. Trips again to the right side. This time he will pitch to the running back, and the Cardinals smother him at about the 32.
Particularly looted one Cardinal tackle and kept his legs moving and able to pick up a couple of extra yards because of his extra effort.
So that will bring up a second and 19 for the Beavers as we count down to 2:02 left in the first quarter. Beavers break out of the huddle with 10 on the play clock. Two running backs next to Trevor Johnson out of the shotgun. He'll take the snap, aiming to pass, and had Brody Taylor wide open, but overthrew him once again. It was double covered down the middle of the turf.
Brody Taylor had nothing but wide open field ahead of him, but as you mentioned, Johnson overthrew him.
Stops the clock, a minute 40 left in the first quarter, 7-0 Harbor Creek. Third and 19 coming up.
Another passing situation, obviously, for Harper. You've got an injured player, Ryan Hadley, going off the field right now for Coldwater.
Now we're waiting to see his replacement run in.
Looked like Morgan Sims came in to take his place.
Mm-hmm.
So here we go, third and 19.
We have more whistles blowing, another official timeout. I think it's to either reset the clock or reset the position of the ball, one of the two. The scoreboard clock currently shows a minute 34 left in the first quarter.
Been a little confusion in this amongst this crew on the, in the first quarter here.
Now they will restart the play clock, which is operated from here in the press box. I formation, Johnson under center, rolling to the left to pass, and it is caught by Trench and Pruitt.
Oof, dropped.
Caught and then dropped at about the 35-yard line. The Beavers will have to punt.
Well, the Beavers have an excellent punter in Mr. Zach Testola, number 66 tonight. Broke the school record last year, averaging over 40 yards a punt. And last week against Marshall, he averaged 47 yards a kick. So let's see what Mr. Testolan can do here against the Cardinals. Cardinals are aware of his strong leg as it dropped a little deeper than what we normally see that drop back.
Ooh. A very high kick. And it's going to bounce at the 27-yard line, take a Cardinal bounce, and go out of bounds near the 30. It's a heck of a leg there for Testolan.
Got a 40-yard kick right there, Sean. 40, 42 yards, somewhere in that area.
Now, a minute 21 left in the first quarter. The Cardinals with their second offensive series down 7-0. The Cardinals were able to hold the Beavers that time, helped by a holding call against the Royal Blue and White.
Just one penalty on the night for Harbor Creek and two on the Cardinals.
Luke Beck using under center. Brian Harris, the running back behind him. The other running backs are a slot. And it's going to go right side, Luke Stempien. Stopped at about the 31.
Picks up about three and a half yards. 3 yards.
Second and seven coming up.
Second and seven now for Coldwater. See what kind of a play Coach Scorefire and his staff has devised here.
Cardinals break the huddle with 11 on the play clock. They go up to the ball.
Brian Hadley split out to the left.
On the counter, it's going to go to Cooper Murphy. Lots of territory left side. Could not avoid the ankle tackle from Jake Bishop. But it's enough for a Cardinal first down.
Nice play call by the Cardinal coaching staff there. The counter play caught him off guard. Nice big hole opened up by the offensive line. Cooper Murphy kind of wanted to go outside, but he cut it back up in and was able to pick up the first down for Coldwater.
28 seconds left in the first quarter. This might be the last play of a frame. Same formation. Hadley split out as a receiver on the left side. Counterplay went nowhere for Bryant Garrett. Seems as though that the Beavers have done their homework on number 21.
Well, thus far they have.
Loss of one on the play. Second and 11 coming up when we start the second quarter. After one from here at Harper Creek Stadium, the Beavers 7, the Coldwater Cardinals nothing. Back in a minute, you're listening to Cardinal Football on WTVB.
Saving you money on great transportation is their specialty at Bobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Coldwater. Get the vehicle you need at the price to fit your budget to keep you on the road in any kind of weather. Check out all the specials on the lot or at Bobilia.com. How about a 2012 Chrysler 200 Touring? Just $13,996 or $213 per month. Looking for a low-cost ride? Mobilia has a 1993 Chrysler LeBaron convertible, just $27.96, or 2003 Chrysler Town & Country minivan, just $54.98. Just add tax, title, and plate. Talk to Jeff Downer, Jared Hetrick, Tom Whiteley, Dean Mobilia, and now Sean Stouter. You can also trust Mobilia to service your current vehicle. With their expanded service department, Saturday hours, and factory-trained techs, Mobilia will get you in and out quickly. At Mobilia, buy three oil changes and get the fourth one free. That's right, free. It's like saving 25% every time you get an oil change. And with their express oil change service, there's no need for an appointment. Mobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge on US 12 across from the airport, Coldwater.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Coming up at halftime, it's another edition of MHSAA Perspective presented by the Michigan Army National Guard. Tonight, John Johnson remembers the contributions of former MHSAA Executive Director Alan W. Bush, who died last week at the age of 90. Bush was the director of the MHSAA from 1968 to 1978. We'll also have the announcement of the Coldwater High School homecoming court during our Branch County Abstract and Title halftime report. On second and 11, Beck Hughes going back to pass. Got a wide-open receiver into Beaver territory. That's Luke Stempien catching at the 45, brought down at the 44.
Yeah, the Cardinals showing that they're willing to mix it up a little bit with Harper Creek tonight. That pass goes for about 11 yards. The Cardinals have another first down.
Bishop and McNichols in among the tacklers for the Royal Blue and White. First and 10. Coldwater into Harper Creek territory at their 44. I'm shifting in personnel on the line on the lineup. Cardinals go back into the Wildcat formation. Cooper Murphy receives the snap, runs to the right side, and gets two arms out of that.
Harper Creek's defender stayed home on that play and did a very nice job stopping Cooper Murphy, a gain of just one.
Cooper Murphy, so far the leading ground gainer for either team. 5 carries for 30 yards. Longest run was a 13. Anthony McNichols, 6 carries for a net of 8 yards for Harper Creek. On second and 9, Luke Vecchio pulls it out of the belly of Ryan Garrett and gets enough for the first down as he's still at the 34-33 yard line of the Beavers.
Nice job by Luke. Something we haven't seen him do a whole lot of is keep that ball on the run around the end, but cut it back up the field and picks up another Cardinal first down. So the Cardinals got a little something going here now at the start of the second quarter.
Certainly stuff that I myself haven't seen since the St. Joe game in game one. Ten plays, 31 yards of total offense for Coldwater in the first quarter. 18 plays, 57 yards for Harper Creek. They have a 7-0 lead, but the Cardinals are trying to answer. First and 10 from the 33 of the Beavers. It's Luke Stempien running the sweep right side, and he slides for a short loss.
Yep, she kind of went out from under him without even getting hit. Ended up getting hit after he fell, but
right.
Ends up being a little short of the line of scrimmage. Loss of about two on the yard on the play.
To bring you some scoring updates on the WTVB scoreboard. Portage Central now leading Stevensville Lakeshore 14-7. Another SmackWest score finds Benton Harbor, of all teams, leading Manawan 10-0 early in the second quarter.
Totally unexpected there, Sean.
Loss of one on the play. Second and 11 coming up for Coldwater. 9:41 left in the first half. Beckhusen going back to pass and finds an open Bryant Garrett. Breaks free to the 30 and finally still near the 25-yard line by a trio of Beavers.
It's going to be a little short of the first down, but it's going to be about third and two now, I believe. Maybe three.
They spot the ball. Just behind the 25-yard line, the first down marker is at about the 23.5. Well, third and a long two coming up. The clock counts down to 9 minutes left in the half.
Cardinals better get moving on this play.
They break out of the huddle finally with 10 on the play clock. Whistle and...
Coach Scarfar taking a timeout.
Well, go ahead and keep it here. With 8:51 left in the first half, the timeout is taken. The Harper Creek Beavers with a 7-0 lead over the Coldwater Cardinals. As we talk a little bit about some of the other action going on around the area. In the Smack East, a cross-city battle going on at CW Post Field. Lakeview taking on Battle Creek Central. Lakeview leading the Smack East, and in fact, through three games, have been unscored upon.
Yeah, they have. They definitely have turned the corner there at Lakeview, and you'd expect them to handle Battle Creek Central relatively easily tonight.
Battle of two teams in the bottom of the Smack East standings that the Cardinals have yet to meet. Gull Lake is at Loy North. And Marshall is at Sturgis. What was the last score that you had?
It was 7-0 in favor of Sturgis at the end of the first quarter over Marshall.
Over in the Smack West, Benton Harbor is hosting Manawan. Niles is at Kalamazoo Central. Lakeshore at Portage Central. Portage Northern is at St. Joe.
Another good game over the Smack West, Portage Northern and St. Joe.
Oh, coming out of Coldwater's first charge timeout, third and two. Beck Husen is under center. Bryant Garrett right behind him. Slot backs are Cooper Murphy and Luke Stempien, and it is Cooper Murphy to the 15 and forced out of bounds near the 11. Nice tackle by Jake Bishop.
Touchdown saving tackle by Jake Bishop. Cardinals move the chains again, and they have it now first and 10 from the 12-yard line of the Harper Creek Beavers.
After one quarter, as we revisit the WTVB scoreboard, two teams that will be in Coldwater and Harper Creek's new league next year, the league that we're calling right now the Interstate 8. After one quarter, Lewin Christie is leading Charlotte 14-0.
Yeah, both of those teams will be joining us next year.
First and 10 from the Beaver 12-yard line. Beck Husen under center. It's Bryant Garrett trying to run to the right side and nothing.
Well, Garrett has not had any success at all running the football tonight.
One thing that the Beaver coaching staff has scouted out quite well, which makes it even more imperative for the offense to mix things up.
Well,
we saw a lot of that so far.
Yes, we have. Much more so than what we saw the last 2 weeks, anyway, that I've been watching. Didn't see the St. Joe game. You and Quinn did that one over on the coast.
Mm-hmm. No gain on the play, second and 10 coming up. I think you were going to say something to that effect.
Second and 10, yep.
Ooh. Off the ball, and it's recovered by the Beavers. Now is it still loose? Yep. They whistle it dead, and the Beavers recover. It was a botched handoff from Beck Hughes into Luke Stempion. I don't think Stempion was quite expecting the ball.
Well, he got popped pretty well right as soon as he received the ball. And,
so those two mitigating factors means a turnover for Harper Creek, but they do have it deep in their territory. It is recovered at the 19-yard line where the Beavers will start their next series.
Zach Castolan pouncing on the ball for the Beavers.
Any idea who got the first hit?
I did not see that. I saw it, but I didn't see the number.
Probably what Luke Stempion's feeling like right about now.
Yep.
I saw it, but I didn't quite see it. Trevor Johnson, out of the eye, went directly to Brandon Hudson, runs to the left side, and gets a good gain on first down. He brings it to the 25, 26-yard line.
That brings Harper Creek out away from the shadows of the Coldwater goal line.
Very interesting. This field turf field, unlike some of the others that I've seen, it has kind of a glow reflection right off of the field lights.
A little bit of a sheen to it, doesn't it?
Yes.
Second and three now for Harper Creek.
The light rain that moved through this area in the afternoon probably contributed a bit to that, too. On second and short, Brandon Hudson getting the ball again, and the Cardinals strung it up, and it's going to be third and one coming up. Very hard-earned yardage there for number seven for the Beavers, a 6'3", 211-pound junior, Brandon Hudson.
I got to say, he looks like a pretty big fella out there. Compared to Anthony McNichols, anyway, who's just 5'8", 147 pounds.
Out of the eye, Trevor Johnson under center with single receivers on either side. It's going to be a direct handoff once again, and plunging forward, another first down for Brandon Hudson and his Beavers.
So the Beavers move the chain again.
The Boovers move the chain.
I'm having trouble with my tongue here tonight.
Here, would you like a fisherman's friend cough drop?
No, thank you.
I told you before we hit the air, they taste terrible, but by golly, they work. At least for me, they work.
Well, that's the important part.
6:27 and counting left to play in the half. The Beavers driving are already up 7-0. Trevor Johnson will take the snap out of the shotgun. He's rolling to pass, finding someone down the middle. That's Mickey Berea, but he was well covered by Chris Vandenhout at the 45.
Thought Vandenhout might have a chance to step in there and pick that off, but just a little short on his dive for that one.
Mickey Berea might have been a step quicker there, too. Yeah. I saw Trevor Johnson looking to the left, and then he throws down the middle. The intended receiver, Berea, almost had it. As it is, 2nd and 10 coming up for the Royal Blue and White of Harper Creek, 6:14 left in the first half. Johnson goes back under center. Offset eye this time. He rolls to the left to pass and finds an open Brody Taylor at the 35, dashing to the 40, pushing the pile forward, and enough for Harper Creek first down as they will stop the ball at the 44.
Brody Taylor carrying about three Cardinals or four Cardinals with him over that first down line.
A 5'10", 150-pound senior for Harper Creek, Brody Taylor. He must have awfully, awfully strong legs.
Yeah.
Spot the ball at the 43, 1st and 10. Under 6 minutes left to play in the half. The Beavers leading 7-0 over Coldwater. Two receivers to the right. Trevor Johnson will take the shotgun snap. And he will keep it at the design keeper to the 45 to midfield. And another first down as he dives into Cardinal territory at about the... It'll spot the ball for 49. It's actually going to be short, 2nd. And about 2 coming up.
Yep, it's going to be short.
Must have been where his knee hit as he took the dive.
Yep.
Still a pretty good game there for the quarterback and the line keeper.
Nice play. Actually, Stempion did a good job of making Johnson move to the inside, but Johnson able to find a hole there. Picked up about 8.5 yards.
Johnson goes back under center. The pitch goes to Anthony McNichols, running the sweep left side. He is being pursued. He does get just enough of the first down as he jukes his way to the 45.
Well, the Cardinals were going to be able to contain him, but he was able to use that quickness to get outside, picks up just enough to move the chains again for Harper Creek.
The move almost worth a Barry Sanders there. Where he kind of stood there with his feet moving, and then fast forward the extra 2 yards for the first down.
There you go. So first and 10 for Harper Creek. The ball is on the 49-yard line of, the 44-yard line of Coldwater.
Hudson and McNichols behind Trevor Johnson in the eye. And it is going to be Big Brandon Hudson, maybe a yard loss on the play.
And he was all wrapped up there by Logan Taggart.
.426 and counting left to play in the half. Just a 7-0 lead for Harper Creek over Coldwater. Taking a look at that roster, it's about the same size as Coldwater's roster.
Their numbers are down a little bit. I talked to somebody earlier. I think they had somewhere in the high 60s out totally for football this year.
Between all three teams.
All three teams, yeah.
Johnson going back to passing, has a guy wide open, but he's well covered. It's good away by Coldwater's Steven Seltzer. The intended receiver was Brody Taylor down the middle at about 15.
Great coverage by the Coldwater defense that time in the defensive backfield. They were all over both of Harbor Creek's receivers, and Seltzer able to get that mid up there and knock that pass away.
Check out the WTVB scoreboard once again. Portage Northern leading St. Joseph by a 7-3 score in the second quarter. Lakeshore and Portage Central now tied at 14. A third and 11 coming up for the Beavers. Johnson out of the shotgun. Johnson, five-step drop back. Down the middle looking for Brody Taylor again. Well covered by Ryan Hadley. Not the best pass in the world there for Trevor Johnson.
Now the Cardinals, the backfield, defensive backfield, been doing a really good job of covering the receivers deep.
Of course, give credit to Chris Vandenhout and Ryan Hadley, the safeties. Also the corners. Actually, Hadley being a corner along with Seltzer, Vandenhout and Stempy in the safeties. Well, that'll bring out Zach Testolan to pump the ball. Luke Stempion going back to receive. He's standing at about the 7-yard line. Low snap, good protection. Oh, man, he can kick the ball. It's going to bounce at the 16-yard line and roll and roll. They kill it at the 1-yard line.
He had one, what I understand and what I've read, against Marshall that did the same thing last week.
So, let's see where they exactly spot it. It will be at the 1-yard line. So 99 yards to work with. 3:47 left in the half. Harper Creek 7, Coldwater nothing.
Got an update from Bronson here. It's not going too swell for the Vikings.
They were taking on the Cassopolis Rangers, and
they are down 28-0 with about 8 minutes to go in the half.
Ouch! Almost sounds like a carbon copy of last week's performance against Pittsburgh.
Cardinals got to be careful here. They're pinned back up against their goal line.
They go to the Wildcat formation, whistle and flag all over the place. Procedure against the Cardinals. Can only move them back about half a yard at this point.
Inches for the most part.
Bronson was hosting Cassopolis at Charles Hilton Field in the Big Eight. Quincy at Jonesville, and the annual battle for the Little Brown Jug between Union City and Athens that's being played not that far from here in Athens.
Yep, trying to get an update on that from Jeff Hammond.
It's a safety for the Harper Creek Beavers as the ball carrier was tackled in the end zone. That was Cooper. I think that was Cooper Murphy getting up. Yep, he tosses the ball to the referee.
Really, in that situation there, Sean, you really, as close to the goal line as you were, you really kind of want to sneak it out of there, at least for that first play anyway. But the Cardinals elected to do a direct snap to Cooper Murphy, and Harper Creek was up to the task and threw him down in the end zone for a safety. So it's now 9-0 Harper Creek. With
score coming with 3:42 left in the first half. I remember the Beavers scored a safety in the Marshall game last week, too.
Yes, they did. Cardinals now are going to have to either kick off or punt to Harper Creek.
Essentially the free kick, which will take place at the 20-yard line. A real defensive battle here tonight so far being won by the Beavers with just enough offense to put a touchdown up on the board and then the defense creating the safety.
The leg of Zach Testolan that we talked about a little bit earlier helps the Beavers out to get that additional 2 points. Getting the Cardinals down with a punt at the 1 yard line. That the penalty on the Cardinals moved it a half yard closer to the goal line.
Blaze Watson will take the free kick from the Coldwater 20-yard line. He squibs it to the 46 of the Beavers, and it is picked up and brought back into Coldwater territory, down to the 44.
Now Harper Creek with enough time left to get some kind of a drive mounted here. Hopefully the Cardinal defense is up to the task.
And, sure, 3:36 left in the first half, about 44 yards to work with, and all three of their timeouts should they decide to use them.
Now with all the experience that Ed Greenman has on the sidelines here, I'm sure that he needs to use those timeouts. He definitely will.
Certainly a far cry from the Harbor Creek Coldwater game of the past few years.
Absolutely.
To only be down 9-0. Testament to the Cardinal defense. But Trevor Johnson dropping back, finding a receiver at the 39-yard line. He has swarmed under right there. Nicky Berea with the catch. Tackled at the 36-yard line. The first down marker is just behind the 34. Second and two coming up. Clock moving with 3:14 left in the half. Trevor Johnson under center, I formation, Hudson and McNichols. It is going to be Hudson to the 30-step arming Luke Stepien. Finally brought down at the 25-yard line by Stepien, who hung on to dear life to get that tackle.
Sure did. It's a good thing that he did because Hudson would have been long gone.
Move the chains and the Beavers are going no huddle.
Right. Hurry up offense here.
2:50 and counting left to play in the half. Johnson on their center. And this time it will go to Trenton Pruitt up to the 20.
5'9", 185-pound senior. Pruitt picks up about 5 or 6 yards on that play. Like a gain of about 5.
2:30 now left to play in the half.
So Harper Creek knocking on the door again.
The Harper Creek Hall of Fame induction ceremony will take place at halftime here. That's what some of those introductions were all about. Johnson going back pass, finds Brody Taylor at the 15 to the 10. And tackle just past the 5 to the 4-yard line, first and goal Beavers.
Run down by Ryan Hadley.
9-yard line, first and goal.
Harper may not have to use any of those timeouts, Sean.
I'll check that. It's spotted at the 9-yard line.
First and goal, though, now for Harper Creek.
Trevor Johnson goes under center with two receivers to the left side. Ball on the right hash mark. It goes to Trenton Pruitt. Trenton move. Touchdown, Harper Creek.
Touched a little bit by the Cardinals, but wasn't really challenged on that play. Harper Creek tacks on another 6. Now at 15-0. Favor of Harper Creek.
With a PAT kick coming up. Score coming with 1:45 left in the half.
Nicky Berea is on to try the extra point for Harper.
Sure is.
Trevor Johnson will do the holding.
Or since he's doing the holding, watch out for a possible fake.
Well, I think up 16-0 now. They'll take it.
And it's good. Minute 45 left in the half. It's now 16-0. Beavers on top of the Cardinals. Back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Cardinal Football on WTVB.
You're a super fan who will tailgate anywhere. The pros? Check. College? Check. Your 8-year-old's peewee game. Big time. And to prepare for this ritual, you head to Meijer for freshly prepared food and licensed team apparel. Proudly display allegiance to your favorite team with our licensed short and long sleeve tees, hoodies, hats, and jerseys. Plus, load up on fresh meats, snacks, and drinks. So don't just tailgate. Tail greater at Meijer.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Sean Watson and Al Rackesy back here at Harbor Creek. Really, the last two scores, the safety and that touchdown drive set up by that tremendous Zach Testolan punt that wound up pinning the Cardinals at their own one-yard line. That resulted in the safety, and on the ensuing possession, the Beavers just marched it all the way down the field. The scoring play was the 9-yard run by essentially your fullback for the Beavers, Trenton Pruitt. After the PAT kick, it's now 16-0.
Yeah, just like that, all of a sudden, you know, the game changes drastically. But Harper knows that they've been in a battle here in this first half. Unfortunately for the Cardinals, you know, the safety occurred, and then the Beavers got pretty good field position and were able to march right down the field and take it to the goal line.
The most points that the Beavers have scored in a game since week one, actually. The kickoff is going to bounce into the end zone. Touchback for the Cardinals.
That ball took a hop and went right over the Coldwater receiver on that kickoff. Luckily for the Cardinals, it went into the end zone.
Yes, indeed.
So the Cardinals are going to get it at the 20. Minute 45 to go here in the first half. Cardinals need some lightning in a bottle here in this last minute 45.
As opposed to actual lightning.
Right.
Which we don't want, otherwise we might have to come back here tomorrow. Luke Beck using under center, first and 10 from the Coldwater 20. And it is going to be Cooper Murphy running the sweep left side. See, where did he step out of bounds? He first stepped out of bounds at the 26, then he kept running a little bit longer before they finally whistled the play dead. About a 6-7 yard gain there for Cooper on first down.
Nice run by Cooper. Did a good job of getting out of bounds, too, to stop the clock. A minute 39 left.
Got a scoring update from our correspondent following the Quincy Orioles. It's the Jonesville-Quincy game, and the Comets had an 8-0 lead over the Orioles end of the first quarter. Second and four for the Cardinals. Luke Beck Houston keeping the ball. He wanted to pitch, but he's stutter-stepping, and he lost a yard on the play. Tackled at the 25. Minute 20 left to play in the half. Cardinals have two timeouts left.
So the clock is moving now. That's not able to stop the clock on that play.
Scoring update on the WTVB scoreboard at the half. Big game in the KVA. Olivet looking to assert themselves in the KVA race, leading Kalamazoo Hackett at the half 21-7. Beck Houston dropping back to pass.
Oh.
And it went through the hands of the intended receiver at the 36-yard line, Luke Stepien.
Now the Cardinals are going to have to punt the ball away now, I believe, to Harper Creek. It's a prudent decision to make.
Right, but the bad news is that the Beavers might have a short field to work with again. Let's see what type of punt Colin Work is able to get off here.
Well, as you mentioned earlier, Harper, with those three timeouts left, Work needs to get off a good one.
Here's the snap. Here comes the rush. Not the best punt in the world, and it's going to take a Beaver bounce to the Coldwater 48-49-yard line.
Not bad field position for Harper Creek, especially with the three timeouts left. Mickey Berea has shown he's got some oomph in that leg on the extra points. One thing the Cardinals don't want to do here is let up the big play.
And really, there hasn't been a big play for Harper Creek in this game, has there?
The biggest play has been the punt by Testolan.
Good point. But on the offensive side, not so much.
Right.
Trevor Johnson out of the shotgun. Looking to the right. Here comes pressure from Coldwater. Gets the ball to the 45-yard line on the pass.
Back to Meester with the stop for the Cardinals. Timeout is taken by Harper Creek, Coach Ed Greenman.
35.2 seconds left to play in the first half. 16-0, Beavers on top of the Cardinals. Getting back to the Big H, we mentioned Quincy Jonesville with the Comets leading 8-0. Union City at Athens for the Little Brown Jug. That Little Brown Jug has been residing in the Union City trophy case for an awful long time. You have a scoring update there?
No, I don't yet. Mr. Hammond's informed me that he's running a little bit late. Mm.
The other games in the Big 8 right now, Homer at Concord, Reading at Spring Court. Teams in the St. Joe Valley, we mentioned Cassopolis and Bronson. Centerville couldn't get a game lined up tonight. White Pigeon is at New Buffalo. Menden was able to get a game lined up against Wallace High School from Gary, Indiana, and it's being hosted at John Schwartz Field in Menden. Kind of a culture shock for the boys from Gary.
Well, they've played some teams from some different locations the last couple of years, and went to Wisconsin one year. They went down to Edgerton, Ohio, and did well down there this year.
Over in the KVA, we mentioned Olivet leading Hackett at the half 21-7. Schoolcraft is at Galesburg Augusta, Constantine at Parchment, K Christian at Maple Valley. Penfield is at Delton Kellogg. Coming out of the Beaver timeout, 2nd and 7. Johnson going back to pass. Going for it all. Brody Taylor jump pass, and it's knocked away at the 16-yard line.
Ball was underthrown, and Zach Stempian had much better position than the intended Harper receiver.
Actually, Luke Stempian had better position.
Because
Zach's still up in Alma, as I understand.
All Pleasant area there somewhere.
Did the same thing with the Fielding brothers.
Yeah, I know.
Have either Logan or Jacob forgiven you for that yet?
Neither one has ever said a word to me. Tom hasn't even said a word to me.
I don't know if that's a good thing or not. It could be a bad thing to the extent that they haven't listened.
3rd and 7 for Harper.
Johnson going back to pass. Intercepted by the Cardinals at the 40. That is Coldwater's Tyler Rankin with a tip in the INT.
Pass was tipped by Stephian. And into the hands of Tyler Rankin it goes. So Cardinals still have a little bit of life here in this first half, but only 21.3 seconds to go. I'd like to see Coldwater kind of let it fly here, Sean.
Well, similar to the one pass play from Beck Hughes into Cooper Murphy in the St. Joe game. It really surprised a lot of people.
Well, I'm sure Harper will be defending against the deep pass one way or the other. 1st and 10 for the Cardinals. Ball's on the 43 of their own.
Beck Hughes in under center, and they will send Cooper Murphy out as a receiver. The run up the middle. This time, Brian Garrett finally able to get a decent run. Gets into Beaver territory. Right around midfield, and timeout is going to be taken by Coldwater.
Garrett finally found a hole.
How about that?
Or the defensive or the offensive line finally opened a hole for it.
Or the Beavers could be going prevent defense.
Well, either way, Brian Garrett picks up about 7 yards for the Cardinals. It's going to be 2nd and 3 when we come back out of the timeout.
As we revisit the schedule of high school football games around the area, over in the FCAA Pittsburgh, the team that beat Bronson pretty handily last week, they're hosting Camden Frontier. North Adams Jerome is at Climax Scotts. Colon is hosting Wyoming Tri-Unity Christian, and Bellevue is at Leonard Way Christian. Over in the Wolverine Conference, the future home of the Sturgis Trojans, Coldwater's opponent next week, by the way. They've gone into divisional play. Vicksburg is at Comstock, Allegan at Pawpaw, Otsego at Plainwell in the east. That's always a big battle between those two rivals, separated by U.S. 131.
That's right.
In the Wolverine West Division, Dowagiac at Berrien Springs, Three Rivers at Coloma, and South Haven at Edwardsburg. Second and three coming out of the Coldwater timeout. Beck Hewson under center. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Beck Hewson going to pass, looking to the left side, looking for Luke Stampy. Up in the air, jump ball to the end. It was knocked away by the double team of Beaver defenders there. Chief among them, Jake Bishop.
I thought Luke was going to hang on to that one. Looked like he almost came down with that, but unfortunately the ball just popped loose.
Bishop and Anthony McNichols on coverage. 11 seconds left in the half. Third and three coming up.
Stepien got right in between the two defenders there and almost pulled off a nice catch.
Same formation. Stepien, the receiver, to the left side. This time Beck Hewson looking to the right to pass. Trying to flare it out over the fingertips of the tight end, Zach Meester. There's a flag thrown at the end of the play. The play was incomplete. And to add insult to injury. Oh, roughing the passer called against the Beavers.
That should give the Cardinals an automatic first down.
Well, certainly based on where the play started. 15-yard mark off.
6.7 seconds to go. Takes the ball all the way down to the 35-yard line of Harper Creek.
6.7 seconds left in the half and one timeout to work with. Now the Cardinals break out of the huddle just before the chain gang sets the chains down on the opposite side of the field. Beck Hewson back under center. Looking to the right to pass again. Tearing it out deep. Jump ball. Caught at the 3-yard line.
There was
twice the double coverage.
There was still time on the clock. When he came down with the ball, we'll see if the Cardinals were able to call a timeout or not.
Now the fact that the Beavers are moving down closer to the north end zone indicates that some time will be put on the clock. Indeed, they initially put on three tenths?
I believe so, Sean.
Holy first and goal from the 3-yard line, and the Cardinals will burn their final timeout, looking to put points on the ground. Team nothing to the Hart Beavers. We're listening to Water Football on a 98 FM 5.38.
Whether it's keeping you warm during the winter, helping you get dinner on the table, or making sure your shower is warm in the morning, for over 20 years, Nottawa Gas has made your comfort their top priority. As your propane specialist, Nottawa Gas offers convenient payment options. Pre-buy your fuel now to lock in your price for the coming season, or sign up for their Keep Full program so you never have to worry about running out of gas. For more information on the program that's right for you, call Nottawa Gas in Tekonsha, 517-767-3502, or visit them on the web at nottawagas.com.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports, AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
First and goal from the Harper Creek 3 coming out of the timeout. Bullhouse backfield. Going to pass. Caught him again. Touchdown!
Great job by the Cardinals. They are able to catch a little lightning in the bottle.
With 0.3 seconds left in the half to boot, who caught the ball?
I did not see who caught the ball. There were too many people in between us.
So 16-6 with no time on the clock and a point after kick away from making it 16-7. The Cardinals will get the ball to start the second half.
Well, that's a bonus. And do we have Blaze Watson coming on or... Well, the Cardinals go for two here. They are going for two.
Which would make it 16-8 with a successful conversion.
Well, that would be huge right now. The touchdown was big, but the two-point conversion would be even bigger. Cooper Murphy cutting it back up.
Leaning in. Is he in? No! Short by about a couple of inches. Wow.
Oh, so close on the two-point conversion. But at the half, it's going to be Harper Creek 16 and the Cardinals 6. The Cardinals able to get the ball back with, I think, about a minute 45 to go. And we're able to march down the field. Nice long pass from Beck Hewson to Hadley. And Didn't see who caught the touchdown pass there at the end. We'll check in with the Harper Creek statistician to see if he's got that info.
But, hey, Van Giesen just threw up his hands. He wasn't quite sure either. Oh, we'll go ahead and take this break and bring you the Branch County Abstract and Title Halftime Report after this one-minute break. 16-6, Beavers leading Coldwater. You're listening to Cardinal Football on WTVB.
Life presents different challenges for each of us. Some people are experiencing stress due to their jobs, while others are experiencing the stress of losing their jobs. Bills, budgets, and making ends meet can lead to anxiety, depression, family issues, marital problems, substance abuse, and thoughts of suicide. While everyone is affected in different ways, one thing remains the same. You're not alone. In fact, help is always just a phone call away, 24 hours a day, at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Getting help is as easy as picking up the phone and dialing 279-8404. 279-8404. So when you find yourself feeling overwhelmed, turn to Pines Behavioral Health on Michigan Avenue just off US 12 in Coldwater. There when you need someone. At Pines Behavioral Health, they believe life should be enjoyed, not endured.